Well, it is my turn to lead today. So I'm going to start
ahead.
With good morning. It's Thursday, March the 21st. So glad you're here. Here's what we're working on this morning. Niagara police have released photos of three suspects believed to be involved in a series of overnight break-ins.
Some City of Hamilton services are resuming after that ransomware attack.
And is Travis Kelce smarter than a fifth grader? We'll chat about it. All right, somebody was up past their bedtime last night.
A big party here last night involving Brian Wood.
Tell the class.
Quite the get-together we had last night. We in the North Studio, which is the big studio right next door, we had lots of folk who were going to be coming or planning on coming, maybe coming, to the to the Portugal trip in October. So okay. Colette Vacations had a big meeting, a meet and greet, and we sat down and chatted and had some goodies, which there are still some.
Yeah, we see that.
Thank you.
Still some goodies in the canteen this morning.
And they are delicious.
Yeah. They are delicious, absolutely, yeah. So I'm a little bit bags under the eyes this morning. It wasn't that late, but it was still a little past my bedtime.
Well, it will wake you up when you walk out the door.
Ugly. That's ugly when it's spring.
Yeah,
I like winter, but it's done.
Go away now. Just plain go
that
away.
Says it. Get out of here.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Yeah.
You know, go
your
away. Because the temperature this morning is -7 with a wind chill of -11. So it's cold. I mean, we haven't had a below seasonal overnight low for quite a while, and we have one as we get into our second day of spring. So, yeah, yesterday for the first day of spring was just rude. With that snow squall activity that we got, and actually, someplace I've heard in Kenilworth today, shout out to Kenilworth, could get over a foot of snow today. 30 to...
Plug the tractor in, Dad.
That's right. Get your dad to get the tractor going, because anywhere from Guelph all the way through Arthur, all the way up through Kenilworth, could get sustained snow squalls today because of those winds. Thankfully, the winds won't be quite as strong as they were yesterday. But -7 right now, heading for a high of only -1 with, again, flurries. All right, looking at traffic this morning, 403 Waterdown Road, nothing to see right there. We had some light flurry activity earlier this morning, but I don't see any right now on that camera. Anyhow, to our MTO traffic cameras, we'll just check a few. Centennial Parkway looks good. No problems there. No problems top of the Skyway all the way through Appleby Line. Burlington, Oakville, Mississauga, nothing to talk about. So we'll look at weather and traffic in a few minutes. We will talk about that, but right now, the news.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. We start in Niagara because police are investigating at least 8 break-ins at homes in Grimsby and Beamsville, and they all happened early yesterday. I want to bring in Simone Gavros, who joins us live from one of the streets in Grimsby where the break-in enters did happen. What do we know, Simone?
Hi, Tim. Well, I'm here on Princess Boulevard, where some of the break-ins happened, and it's also just a block away from Olive Street, where more happened as well. Now, it's unclear exactly how many homes were broken into on either streets as well as over in Beamsville as well, but we have reached out to police for those details. Now, police say that there were 8 break-ins in total in the two towns, in Beamsville and in Grimsby, between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. yesterday morning. It happened here on Princess Boulevard and Olive Street, and on Lincoln Avenue, Northgate Crescent, and Francis Crescent in Beamsville. Now, all the homes seem to be in close proximity to one another in both towns. Now, the investigation is still in the early stages, but police believe 3 suspects were involved and have released images from surveillance cameras. Police say that the thieves entered through unlocked doors and garages and stole personal items, including IDs and credit cards. And some of the cards were later used in Hamilton. Now, police are asking residents to check their surveillance cameras for any suspicious activity in the area between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. And anyone with information is asked to contact police. Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Okay, thanks very much, Simone. Some services are resuming as the City of Hamilton starts recovering from that ransomware attack 3 weeks ago. In the latest staff update, the city says they still don't believe any personal information was compromised, They'll let people know if that changes. The city is now working with the consulting firm Deloitte to rebuild their online systems. Mayor Andrea Horvath says the hackers demanded a lot of money, but the city isn't giving them anything. Since the attack, council meetings have been put off, but a special committee meeting has been set for March 27th to deal with time-sensitive issues. The city says there will be some changes as systems start to come back online.
Spring recreational programming will commence again, and so we'd held off on the registration, but that registration will take place on March 27th and 28th at 8 a.m., and that's for recreational programming, and then at 10 a.m. for the senior center activities. So some things are just changed in how, in terms of how we do things. So the building department is a good example. So building inspections are still taking place. You can still submit your building permits, but our online portal is down, so you have to do so via email or in person.
The city's manager says they'll provide more information when it's safe to do so, but details are limited right now. We still don't know when things will fully be back to normal. A watered-down daycare plans to reopen this morning after a van drove into one of its windows. It happened yesterday afternoon in a shopping plaza on Clapison Avenue. The director of Kids and Company tells CHCH News that the van hit a window in their infant room, but none of the children or employees at the daycare were hurt. Parents were called yesterday to pick up their children. There's no word if any charges will be laid. The Burlington Canal Lift Bridge expected to partially reopen today. Starting this morning, one lane will reopen for alternating traffic. A stoplight will control the intermittent flow of travel over the bridge while the maintenance project goes into its second phase. Public Services and Procurement Canada, that's the federal agency that's overseeing this project, says drivers should expect delays at the bridge. The work's being done, and it's expected to continue through the summer. Traffic restrictions will have no effect, though, on the Around the Bay Road Race, which is coming up on Sunday. That runs us right into sports.
Yeah, thank you for that. So lots to going on in sports. Busy, busy nights. And let's get to it. So many things to tackle. We can't start without talking about that hockey team in Toronto and what they're doing right now, and not the one you might be thinking of.
Gerard.
Yeah, there is no stopping PWHL Toronto right now. Natalie Spooner scored the winning goal in the third period as Toronto came back in the third down 1-0 to beat Boston 2-1. That is their 11th straight win, and they extend their lead atop the PWHL standings, 3 points clear of Minnesota. Spooner leads the league with 13 goals. How about Burlington's Rana Fast scored her second goal of the season to tie the game earlier. Elsewhere, Ottawa shut out New York 3-0 to move into the fourth and final playoff spot. Toronto goes for 12 straight when they travel to Ottawa on Saturday.
Oh, come around all the way to Dolby. Matthews back up top. Trying to sift that through. He scores! Austin Matthews from the line has two in the game. And now 57.
Oh, yeah. Another Toronto team. Also on the ice, Austin Matthews had himself a night in Washington. Not only did he score twice, he added two more, or actually three helpers as the Capitals, they tried to rebound after losing in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Alex Ovechkin followed Matthews with two of his own to keep the Caps close, but Matthews 5 points. Gave the Leafs the 7-3 win. Next up, they welcome Connor McDavid and the Oilers into Scotiabank on Saturday night.
Tried it upstairs, batted out of the air by Avery, kicked along by Nelson. Testa again, scores!
Bulldogs wrapped up their home schedule at the Civic Center in Brantford against the team they have dominated for the past three seasons, Niagara Ice Dogs. Nothing changed last night. Jake O'Brien led the Bulldogs with a goal and two helpers in the 7-1 win. Their 24th straight over the Ice Dogs. They've swept the season series for a third straight year. So two games left for Brantford this weekend, then the playoffs. Niagara have two games left at home tonight and then on Saturday.
War up at the foul line. What a move. The hook, and it's good. And we got ourselves a game early.
Well, that was the only time it was a game there. Matt Devlin as Jordan Wara, one of the few highlights for the shorthanded Raptors as they tried to avoid an eighth straight loss at home to the Sacramento Kings. That didn't happen. Malik Monk, he will be crowned king with 17 points. A huge throwdown coming up in a bit here. So Domantas Sabonis. He had his 24th triple-double of the season. 123-89 drubbing. Next up for the Raps tomorrow night against that guy. Hamilton's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander making his only appearance in town tomorrow on Friday. He arrives sport an MVP caliber season with his first place Thunder hosting the Utah Jazz last night. SGA did what SGA does and has done 50 times this season in 68 games. That has scored 30 plus points. He had 31, 7 dimes in OKC's 119-107 win as they sit atop the Western Conference standings. And let's finish on the curling rink. The Curling Worlds in Nova Scotia, where Canada's Rachel Hallman moved to 8-0 thanks to two more wins on Wednesday, including getting Turkey in the 10th in as she would score 5 coming up right here. Boom, for the 9-5 win. This after she beat Japan earlier in the day. Hallman remains undefeated on the year and wraps up the round robin with games against Estonia and Scotland today before the elimination round starts tomorrow.
It is 6:11 already on this Thursday morning, 21st of March, and oh, it feels like winter this morning. You'll notice that when you step outside. Just you wait. Looking at the 403 and Waterdown Road once again, getting a little bit busier, but still, it's rolling along okay. We have no problems there. Be careful once again. We've had some light snow flurry activity this morning. Roads could be a little bit slick. To our MTO traffic cameras, and we'll come around the horseshoe from St. Catharines, QEW Ontario, very light there. Centennial Parkway, still nice, no problems, 403 Junction. So Toronto-bound lanes toward the QEW heading away from us. Here's the Ford plant, so now Toronto-bound coming towards us, and the same here at Etobicoke Creek, but as you can see, nothing happening as far as volume or collisions for that matter as well. But here is that temperature this morning. Yeah, it is spring. We have to keep reminding ourselves it is spring. Minus 7 is the temperature. Wind chill, minus 11. Thankfully, the winds have lightened off a lot from what they were yesterday. We had winds almost 60 kilometers an hour yesterday, giving us snow squall activity. And we do have some light snow flurry activity at the moment. So for school today, we're going to climb to only minus 1, well below seasonal for this time of year. Mainly cloudy skies, and there's that chance of flurries on and off as the day progresses. Look at the sustained snow squalls coming off of Lake Huron, off of Georgian Bay as well. As I mentioned, snow squall warning in effect from Guelph all the way up north through Arthur, through Kenilworth. Could get anywhere from 15 to 30 to 35 centimeters of snow as the day progresses because of that snow squall that's going to continue. So the ridge of high pressure is going to clear up the skies tonight, but tomorrow we could get more snow in the forecast. So we could get anywhere from 2 to 4 centimeters of snow tomorrow as that low pressure system goes by us, but at least we can look forward to some sun for the weekend. Today, temperatures chilly for this time of year, 0 to -1. Wind chill values about -7 for the day. There's that chance of flurries. Tonight, partly cloudy to a mainly clear sky. But look at the temperatures, -6, -8, -10 for Hamilton with wind chill values of -13. And then tomorrow, temperatures 0 to -2, and that's about it. And there's that 2 to 4 centimeters, probably 2 for most of the horseshoe, but a little bit more as you head away from the lake. So another chilly day, another snowy day for tomorrow. Out the door this morning, it is -7. It is cold. The wind chill right now is about -11. So we'll look at the long-range forecast coming up. Annette.
Hey, I saw Emily earlier with short sleeves on. I'm like, goodness.
I have a jacket on now.
I'm putting on a jacket. Don't worry about that.
What's worrying about you?
I know. I appreciate that. But yeah, it's cold. And yeah. I love how Brian like gives the snowy forecast with a smile.
What are you going to do, right?
I know, there's nothing you can do.
It's March. This goodness.
It is what it is. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk TV coming up. Okay. We've got a new reality show that's being a little bit of a reboot from Travis Kelce.
So hot right
say,
now.
I should say game show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh,
think about that for a minute.
Who used to host that?
Jeff Foxworthy.
That's
who used to host it.
And then
yeah.
they did one on Nickelodeon, and it's John Cena that hosted
okay.
it. So
okay.
there's been a whole bunch of them, but we're gonna dive in, and we're gonna see if we're smarter than fifth graders.
Okay, it's gonna be fun.
I know I'm not. I'm throwing that out there right now.
Bathroom break and chit chat at 6:40.
Where's Tim?
Gotta go.
And we're going to be talking about streaming services, how much Canadians spend.
Awesome.
Okay.
We'll see you in a bit. Coming up after the break, Canada's East Coast fishing industry, it's struggling. And the protesting fish harvesters say they won't let the provincial budget pass until they see relief. Business in two. $6.17 is the time. Here's some numbers for you. Canadian dollar is up 2 basis points this morning, sitting at 74.13 cents U.S. Gold up. Yowzas. Big time. $46, over $46. $22.07.40. Crude oil down 21 cents. $81.06 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were really up in Tokyo and Hong Kong, down just a little bit in Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX, they all had triple-digit gains, as did Wall Street.
Hey, good morning. So glad you're here on this Thursday. Let's get into some business news and head to Quebec because fishing groups there are worried the closure of a shrimp plant, that is, in an eastern town is just another sign the provincial industry is on the verge of ending. So this week, plant owner Royal Greenland announced the closure of the decades-old facility, citing declining northern shrimp numbers, labor shortages, and just a tough economy. Shrimp industry group director says the closure is not surprising, given rising temperatures in the Gulf of the St. Lawrence in recent years. Now, in January, the Federal Fisheries Department reduced this year's northern shrimp quota to just over 3,000 tons. That's down from over 14,000 last year.
The fishing industry in Newfoundland and Labrador is dealing with its own challenges. Fish harvesters have been protesting for days there, delaying the passage of the province's budget. Yesterday, the protest turned violent.
And I got a funny feeling that it may be canceled again tomorrow. Woo! The next business day. Yeah! And the next business day until we get what? Until we get what? Freedom! Pretty clear message, isn't it?
Now, the fish harvesters say provincial supply caps limit who they can sell to, creating cartel-like conditions that are hurting competition and their livelihood. Two people were taken away on stretchers after a chaotic confrontation with a police-mounted unit. Premier Andrew Fury says the harvesters have a right to peacefully protest, but not to intimidate officials and shut down government business. The protests are expected to continue today, but now there's a court injunction against anyone blocking the Newfoundland and Labrador legislature.
Well, President Joe Biden unveiled an $8.5 billion investment in semiconductor chips in Arizona yesterday while taking a swipe at former President Trump.
On his watch, companies sent American jobs overseas for cheaper labor and imported products. We're creating jobs in America and exporting American products.
So the funding will help support construction, expansion, or modernization of Intel facilities in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. So the White House estimates that nearly 30,000 jobs will be created across the four states. A senior administration official says the first facility in Arizona will be operations ready by the end of the year.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is investigating Amazon and other retailers for the marketing and selling of wireless signal jammers. The devices are illegal to use, sell, or advertise in Canada and the U.S. They're designed to intentionally block, jam, or interfere with authorized communications. The FCC didn't say which other retailers besides Amazon are being investigated. The investigation comes after NBC News reported that signal jammers were apparently available online at Amazon Marketplace.
Let's look at business news. I kind of feel bad because I have an interview outside after 7 o'clock this morning. And
yes.
I was complaining to you, and I was also complaining in front of Simone.
Simone, whose job it is to be outside.
To be outside in this freezing cold today.
I like that she didn't say anything to you.
She's just like,
poor you.
Yeah, poor you. Brian will take us through how cold it is today and if it's going to warm up coming up in your 7-day forecast after this.
It's Thursday morning, and the time is 6:24. We're looking at our MTO traffic cameras, and as usual, this time of the morning, not a lot happening in St. Catharines, QEW Niagara. Very light in both directions. Top of the Skyway Bridge, Burlington's Skyway Bridge, on the Hamilton side, so Toronto bound away from us, starting to slow down as you head over the top, going down toward North Shore Boulevard. Nothing at Appleby Line, nothing at Lauren Park. The 403 is moving nicely all the way through Mississauga. That's the camera just west of Mississauga. Mississauga Road. Temperature fluctuating a little bit this morning, but it hasn't warmed up enough yet. Temperature still, well, minus 6 for Hamilton. Wind chill around minus 11. Same for Grimsby and for Toronto. Minus 7 into Mississauga right now. Let's talk seasonal temperatures, okay? Minus 3 is a seasonal overnight low. So minus 6 to minus 7 is where we sit. We haven't been below a seasonal overnight low in a long time. 5 is the seasonal daytime high. Those are our sun times and records for today. And we will not be anywhere near a seasonal daytime high today. So minus 6 for the first spell going into school this morning, bit of flurry activity, only minus 1. That's the high for the day today. That's it, minus 1, and we will get some light snow, some light flurry activity for the day. So minus 1 today. Tonight down to minus 10. We'll have a wind chill of minus 13. It's going to be cold. Tomorrow, high of only minus 2. It'll be a cloudy day tomorrow. Maybe a couple of centimeters, 2 to 4 centimeters in some areas is what we're looking at. And then we get some sun for the weekend, 2 and 0, so still below seasonal, 1 on Monday. And then finally we start to mild up a bit, 6 for both Tuesday into Wednesday. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
All right. Oh, snap. This is quite the story. A New York man is desperate to get his pet alligator back.
So the alligator's name is Albert, and New York State officials seized the 3.5-meter-long gator last week. Tony Calvalero says Albert, who he bought 34 years ago, doesn't pose a threat despite his looming appearance. Officials from New York's Department of Environmental Conservation say Cavalero's permit, though, for Albert had expired and that he was violating safety rules for dangerous animals by letting others play with Albert. Okay. Cavalero says he's willing to make any changes to get Albert back home.
Yeah, they put an investigator on this case to be sure everything was A-OK. He should be hiring a navigator to get out of it.
Got it.
Alligator puns.
Did he go, see you later? We'll see you later.
Alligator. It's Friday?
After a while. It's my Friday.